Fresh FM 102.9, that was Soweto by Vic Tunney and Tempo. It's 11:31, and I did mention, I think about 2 weeks ago, that I got scammed, and it was not the best experience, but I was very, very blown away of how brilliantly they did it. Now, to prevent this from happening to you, potentially happening to you, we have the Chance Union's own Mr. Sam Tayengwa to give us some information with reference to shopping and digital online shopping fraud. Good morning, Mr. Sam.
Good morning, and good morning to your listeners.
How is your day going?
It's been going well.
Yes, it is. Let's chat. Digital shopping fraud. And as I mentioned earlier, about 2 weeks ago, I did get scammed, and I fell into the trap. And I must say, it's very, very brilliant the way they go about doing their work. It's very smart. You won't really suspect it. You've mentioned that the shopping fraud has increased in Namibia by about 54%. Now, why do you think this is increasing now compared to the rest of the years?
So what you tend to see is that post the COVID era, right, consumer buying behavior hasn't really changed. So consumers still prefer online shopping. Mm-hmm. And with that said, it still gives an opportunity for fraudsters to still take advantage of that.
Yeah.
And like you rightfully said, they're very smart. They work in syndicates, right? Mm-hmm. And they share a lot of information. They disseminate a lot of ways and means to, you know, to commit fraud, to use your information and details. Mm-hmm. And with that said, we encourage consumers, we encourage businesses we work with to also then work within, you know, combat ecosystems to fight back this type of syndicates.
Mm-hmm, exactly. Now, what exactly can the public, like the general public, do to protect themselves against digital fraud?
You know, I always say be vigilant, right? Mm-hmm. If it's too good to be true, then it's too good to be true. Yeah, it's too good to be true.
Yes.
You know, and what we have seen, especially in this period that you've mentioned, is like the top type of fraudulent e-commerce transactions globally, and even that we're starting to see even in Namibia, is, you know, promotion abuse, you know, mm-hmm. user abuse, site promotions such as, you know, refer a friend, free giveaways. That's why I said it's too good to be true. Mm-hmm. Then it's too good to be true. And account takeovers, you know, someone using your information to open an account without your permission,
yeah,
and maliciously compromising your details.
Exactly. And you did mention that the use of online payment methods and purchasing methods may contribute to the growth of digital fraud. Now, how can financial institutions, the ones that are able to kind of help with this particular problem, how can they better prepare to track fraud and basically warn their users about these fraudulent activities?
Look, we encourage all the stakeholders that we work with. We encourage our customers to equip themselves with proper tools to detect fraud at like first warnings, right? Mm-hmm. And most of the cases with online shopping, consumers want frictionless onboarding experience. They want their consumer journey to be seamless. But with that said, we encourage our customers to use, you know, authentication and detection methods and tools and techniques to curb any form of fraud that could fall on their customers.
Okay. And banking fraud has basically become very, very big in this day and age. Now, do you predict that it will eventually fade off, or do you think it will get bigger and bigger as the days go by?
I think with every bank going digital, you know, across the region and not just in Namibia, you find every bank is now gone digital. Mm-hmm. And with that said, if you do not create that, you know, first line of defense, if you do not create those second tier type of authentication using tools and using, you know, fraud detection methods that, you know, organizations like ourselves offer, you'll find that it will continue to surge.
Yes.
We won't probably see a drop in it. We'll probably see more of it, because that's your easiest way to make money with these fraudsters. They'll take over your account. They'll apply for loans. They'll abuse the information of good customers out there. So it will probably go on unless businesses work within ecosystems to stop and curb the surge of this.
Exactly. And I think the most important thing to highlight is understanding the way they work. Now, what's the difference between the way they worked, or the fraudsters worked back then, and the way they work now? Is it the major difference, and is it easy to identify?
I think it's easy to identify now because organizations like ourselves and other fraud-fighting institutions are studying the patterns, right? Mm-hmm. Are studying the behaviors, are studying how they work in cahoots. And we are using now those identity and fraud mitigating tools to flush out these guys.
Mm-hmm.
But again, like I say, they work in syndicates. You'll find that people that work in South Africa doing this could share information with people in Namibia.
Yes.
And if we don't work together, what's hitting organizations in South Africa could start hitting organizations in Namibia.
Mm-hmm.
They are very easy to share information, unlike how organizations share information.
Exactly. And I remember last 2 weeks ago, I got scammed. And I wanted to buy a phone online, and I got scammed in the process. And it was just beautiful. I think initially I was annoyed, but then I just looked at how beautifully done it was, how it was so humane. It was just beautifully planned. And I even sent them a message. I was like, yo, you got me well.
And you notice it's more to do with the need of agents and consumers.
Mm-hmm.
Like now we are in the shopping season. So like you mentioned earlier on, Namibia has seen a 54% surge in potential online fraud compared to last year, right?
Mm-hmm.
And especially in this week where we're now approaching Christmas, a lot of consumers are trying to do last minute shopping. Some are using online retail shops to try and get, you know, gifts and presents for their loved ones.
Yes.
And it is during this period that we let our guard down.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And consumers, we are always wanting to get things on the second, and especially in this digital era that we're in.
So yeah.
It's easy to miss a small, slight detail. You go on a website that is not digitally secure. You go on a site that is not digitally authenticated, and you capture your details there. There you go. All your information is now in this dark web, and they can take advantage of your information. They can use it in any form to, you know, to take money from you or to take over your account.
Yes. And I think one thing to highlight, most people refer to this generation as the microwave generation. As you mentioned, it's like we want things now. We want things immediately, instantaneously. Now, would you advise people to rather get things firsthand? So like maybe to purchase them directly from the seller? Or do you think we should just find better means in mitigating or checking out online shopping? So do you think online shopping should just be regulated better, or do you think it's better to purchase things directly from the seller?
I think online retailers need to probably do more of consumer awareness campaigns,
mm-hmm.
to ensure that their customers understand how to identify the right platforms, how to identify that I'm on the right web page, right?
Yes.
I think that is what is lacking. Consumer education is lacking. So
mm-hmm.
fraudsters can take over a platform and you know, clone it to appear as if it is the original one. We are in a digital era now, and to think that we'll slow down on using online methods to engage or to purchase or to take to get goods and services, I think that's fallacious for us. So we just need to start becoming vigilant, engage our consumers, share more information with our consumers, and retailers need to ensure that consumer security and privacy protection is embedded, right?
Mm-hmm.
And is a topical thing for them, right? They need to make sure that their customers are protected. There's the right information up front. If you're on a website and it doesn't say this or doesn't show this, then understand that you're not on the right platform for our use.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's what should start happening going forward. Consumers need to be educated and need to be informed more.
Yes. Brilliant. Thank you so much, Mr. Sam.